Well, this service is a little bit different today, and I'm going to give a short reflection on Psalm 145 and also some encouragements for us as we take a look at that psalm. So if you'd like to open your Bibles with me this morning, we'll be taking a look at the first seven verses of Psalm 145. And while you're doing that, I'd just like to share just a few quick things about Psalm 145. First is that it's a psalm of David. It's actually the last psalm of David that we have in the book of Psalms. We don't know for sure, but it may be that this psalm was written toward the end of David's life. The second thing to know about Psalm 145 is that it's an acrostic poem. And kids, we've actually talked about what an acrostic poem is in children's sermon before. We can't see this in our English Bibles, but in Hebrew, Psalm 145 begins with a different letter. Each line begins with a different letter of the Hebrew alphabet. And there's something so foundational about using the alphabet. It's the very first thing that a child learns. And so Psalm 145, in a way, is like the ABCs of praise. It's a way of saying from A to Z, praise the Lord. Or praise the Lord from beginning to the end. And the third thing to know about Psalm 145, and this a little bit more on a personal note, is that these were the verses that drew me to the position of youth pastor about 4 years ago. And the process that I went through in discerning and answering that call was a significant one for me, and one that I've turned back to in times of challenge or discouragement. And specifically, the call in verses 4 and 5, that one generation declares the work of the Lord to the next. This was important for me to hear and receive, as I, having grown up in JCC from 3 years old, am the recipient of the people of God declaring the work of God and the goodness of God in this place from one generation to the next. So let's pray together this morning as we open up Psalm 145. Oh Lord, we praise you. You are our God and King. And Lord, may your praise be ever on our lips. May your name be praised forever and ever. Holy Spirit, we invite you into this time. We trust, we know that your word is living and active. And as we read it, Lord, may you be doing a work in our hearts. We ask that you would fill us now. In your name, amen. Psalm 145, verses 1 through 7. I will exalt you, my God, the King. I will praise your name forever and ever. Every day I will praise you and extol your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. One generation commends your works to another. They tell of your mighty acts. They speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty, and I will meditate on your wonderful works. They tell of the power of your awesome works, and I will proclaim your great deeds. They celebrate your abundant goodness and joyfully sing of your righteousness. Well, notice with me that David directs his praise upward in praise of who God is, and outward as a testimony to what God has done. In verses 1 through 3, King David, perhaps watching his own kingdom fracture toward the end of his life, he acknowledges God as the true King who is worthy of all praise and honor. But David's praise and our praise is not exclusively an individual private act between us and God. It is directed upward, but it also spills outward as testimony of God's faithful work among his people. Notice the shift beginning in verse 4. The praise of God is spoken out as testimony to the generations. And David shares this beautiful call and response from one generation to the next. They speak of your majesty, and I will meditate on your works. They tell of your power, and I will proclaim your great deeds. So in these first seven verses, we see that the upward praise spills over into outward testimony that echoes back and forth from generation to generation throughout history. Isn't that a wonderful picture of what we as the people of God are to be about? Now and always, from beginning to end, from generation to generation, praise the Lord for who he is, for what he has done. Well, today I'd like us to consider, how has God been at work among us at JCC? What are the wonderful works that he has done and is doing right here in this place that call forth our praise? And as I was preparing to share this morning, the Lord brought to mind three reasons to praise him for his work in our congregation. And I want to share those with you this morning. First, praise God that he has brought together the generations at JCC. Second, praise God that he is growing our church family. And third, praise God for the ways that he has gifted our church family. First, the Lord has brought together the generations. When I use the term generations, I want to be clear that I'm not speaking about biological generations or blood relatives alone, but about generations of the faith. We are blessed with a congregation that is filled on a Sunday morning with individuals of every age and stage of life. And as believers, we are one family united through the blood of one person, and that is Jesus Christ. As a church that is multi-generational, we value all ages gathering together on a Sunday morning, which is why our Sunday school program actually runs separately from our worship service, and why we carve out time, as we just did a moment ago, for a children's sermon in our service. Church is for all ages. A multi-generational church also means there will sometimes be distractions and interruptions. Maybe I've shared this before, but as a kid, I grew up sitting right in that front pew there with my mother every Sunday. And I was always concerned when communion came around about how to get that last bit of juice. You know that ring that I'm talking about that's left in the cup, right? How to get that out. And so one day I stuck my tongue into the communion cup trying to get it out and going after that last bit of juice. And well, my tongue got suctioned to the cup, and I got scared. And so I pulled it off really fast, and all the juice that was left in there spattered all over the white sweater of the deaconess who was sitting in the row in front of me. I tell you this because there was a time when I was causing the interruption or the distraction on a Sunday morning. But it was also in these pews and among the people of God that I, as a child, remember hearing testimonies of God's faithfulness shared by those older than me. I still remember, Bob, when you came and shared at youth group about how you came to know and trust the Lord. And that made a big impression on me. Or Betty Dunkling, who's since passed away, sharing about how to trust the Lord in the midst of missed expectations after her husband got sick. These stories matter. because our testimony to God's faithfulness echoes through the generations. My guess is that each one of us have stories of how God has ministered to us through the family of God, whether that's at JCC or elsewhere. Praise God that He has brought together the generations at JCC. Well, not only are we multi-generational, but we can praise God that He is growing our church family. We're growing both through births and welcoming new members, as we will right after this service. And this is exciting. Beginning back in the fall and in light of this expansion, a small group of us were tasked by the advisory board to explore where we currently stand in relation to children's ministry and what preparations might be necessary as we look toward accommodating this growth in the future. One thing that we found in developing this report was that on a given Sunday at JCC, between 1/4 and 1/3 of our congregation is made up of children and youth. It's awesome to see children and youth involved in leading our music, in greeting congregants, in ushering. By the way, Jimmy, I saw your hand go up for lead usher there, so Nick, make sure that you connect after the service. Helping with fellowship. A few weeks ago during the Easter service, I brought eggs to hand out during the children's sermon, and I had about 50 eggs because I didn't want anybody to be left out. You know, the worst thing is when you've got something to pass out and you don't have enough for everybody. I can tell you I had two left from that service. We want to steward this growth well as we pass on the good news of Jesus to the next generation. Praise God that He is growing our church family. And third, we can praise God for the ways that He has gifted our church family. We have incredible volunteers and servants here. There are so many at JCC who selflessly give hours of their time or quietly volunteer behind the scenes, teaching Sunday school, volunteering for SBC, repairing our buildings, serving in fellowship, stocking library shelves, changing light bulbs in the parking lot, cleaning out the gardens, volunteering at youth group on Sunday evenings or middle school Bible study on Tuesday nights, decorating the sanctuary, running AV, leading praise time, meeting practical needs, creating meal trains, shoveling walkways, emptying the bottle return, emptying mouse traps. I emptied one this morning. Checking fire extinguishers, praying with and for others after the service, and on and on. There are individuals here who have thought deeply about being salt and light to their neighbors. Others offering support in moments of crisis or grief. Others working to bring reconciliation when needed. Others who have the gift of encouragement. Others who are prayer warriors in our midst. As we grow up together in Christ, I think it's important to be able to name and celebrate the ways that God has gifted our congregation. This is a congregation that's filled with people who love the Lord and seek to build God's kingdom in this place. Praise God that He has gifted our church family. Well, just by way of conclusion this morning, this last fall, as a small group of us met and discuss the needs and challenges with our growing population of kids, we began asking if adding a part-time position at JCC to sustain and support ministering to young children and their families would be a next step for our congregation. And as we explore this together, as a first step in this process, Dave and I, along with the deacons, will be inviting us to pray as a congregation over the month of May to seek the Lord's leading as we desire to minister to our children and youth. Our vision for children and youth at JCC is that We want to be discipling the next generation into lifelong followers of Jesus. And as we consider the practical outworkings, as we problem solve, strategize, there may be a temptation to think that cultivating faith in the next generation all depends upon us. And we better not mess it up. But as Psalm 145 hints, our job as a congregation actually isn't to produce a godly next generation, but it's to be faithful followers of Jesus Christ, commending his works to the next generation, testifying to what he has done, entrusting ourselves to him as we joyfully and obediently follow his lead. We are invited to participate with God in the work that he is doing right now, in joyful expectation of what God will do in the future. God has gifted us. We're growing. We are generational. These are wonderful blessings to be stewarded. But our hope is not even in these three good things. It is in God alone. The good news is that God is the one who is at work. It is God who sustains his church. And we have confidence that he is our provider. We have confidence that Jesus is the one who holds all things together. As Psalm 145 reminds us, the most important thing we can do is continue our upward praise and the outward testimony to the transforming power of Jesus Christ in our lives. And then we can listen for the echo from generation to generation.